You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This is the Servants' Word meditation for Tuesday, the 12th of March, and covers chapter 7 of Exodus, the plagues of Egypt. The 10 plagues of Egypt are an act of warfare and judgment. God judges Pharaoh and Egypt, punishes them for oppressing his people. I'll read Exodus 6:28 to chapter 7, verse 6. On the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord said to Moses, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you." But Moses said to the Lord, "Behold, I have uncircumcised lips. How then will Pharaoh listen to me?" The Lord said to Moses, "See, I make you God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of this land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my sins, my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my hosts, my people, the sons of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the people of Israel from among them." And Moses did so. They did as the Lord commanded him. So Moses and Aaron are commissioned to confront Pharaoh again, but God tells them in advance, Pharaoh won't listen. In verse 3, it says, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart." And after Moses' rod becomes a serpent as a sign before Pharaoh, Pharaoh hardens, says verse 13, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And then after the first plague, the water and the Nile becoming blood, and he refuses to hear, so Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Now it wasn't if Pharaoh was a nice guy and God just randomly hardened his heart. Pharaoh had set himself up as almost a god in Egypt, and he enslaved God's people. God brings his word of judgment to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh doesn't listen. His heart becomes hardened. He refuses to repent. Verse 4 implies that it was necessary that Pharaoh resists and hardens his heart and doesn't listen because God is about to show his power in the plagues. "I will lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my hosts, my people, the sons of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." Earlier, Pharaoh taunted Moses, "Who is the Lord that I should listen to him?" Well, he's about to find out. So Moses and Aaron perform the signs of the staff turning into serpent. Pharaoh gets his magicians to do the same. They do it, although Aaron's rod serpent eats up their rod serpents. And the next day, Moses goes down to the Nile. He confronts Pharaoh again, and he refuses to hear. And so Moses commands the Nile and the waters of Egypt become blood. This is the first of the 10 plagues, a sign of God's power that eventually lead Pharaoh to release the Israelites from slavery and send them out. A passage later in Exodus 12:12 says, and this is after the final plague, the striking down the firstborn, "I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt." Some of the commentators say that each of the 10 plagues confronted and corresponding to one of the gods of Egypt. At least overall, God's deliverance of Israel was an act of spiritual warfare, a spiritual battle between God and these lesser gods of Egypt. So the questions for today, in what way is Jesus coming with signs and wonders and winning our deliverance, an even greater act of deliverance than that from Egypt? What are the gods and the idols in our lives, in our world, that bring oppression and bondage and require deliverance? What is the spiritual warfare that we are confronting in the entrenched work of evil in our time? May God the Father bring us deliverance through the work of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.